This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you're caring for a Christmas cactus, poinsettia, or an amaryllis, K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domaghini says that water, light, and temperature are all important factors. Cynthia, the holidays are getting closer and closer, and as part of that, a lot of houseplants as well. We think primarily of three, the Christmas cactus, poinsettias, and the amaryllis. Let's talk a little bit about the plant care for each of those, starting with maybe the Christmas cactus and the poinsettias.
The Christmas cactus and poinsettia prefer indoor daytime temperatures in a range from all the way down to 60 degrees up to 80 degrees even. And the nighttime temperatures, it's fine for it to cool off even a little bit by maybe 55 to 65 degrees during that nighttime temperature. And just like with any other houseplant, only give it water when it needs it. There's a couple things you can do. The first one is stick your finger in the soil. If the soil is dry up to your first knuckle, give it some water. The other way is to lift the pot up. And if it feels lightweight, give it some water. Now, when you give it water, though, the way I handle this is I put the plant in the sink and I water it in the sink until the water drains out the bottom. Often, poinsettias especially will come in a foil wrap, and that's going to trap all of the water, and you don't want the pot sitting in water. So take that foil wrap off. If the pot is sitting in a saucer, take it out of that saucer. Let the water drain out of the bottom of the container in the sink, and when it's done draining, then you can put it back in the foil wrap or in the saucer.
That's one of the most common mistakes, isn't it? Is probably overwatering our houseplants.
Exactly. We love our plants too much, and we give them too much water. It drowns the roots. There's not enough air in the soil, and eventually the roots will rot and the plant will die.
Does location matter at all? I know a lot of times these end up on a dining room table.
Ideally, they would be getting some sunlight. The plants are getting their energy from that sunlight or artificial lighting if you have that available. Those are two options. But at the same time, too much sunlight will cause the blooms to end prematurely. So finding that balance of how much light to give your plant is important.
In terms of the Christmas cactus, is there anything different there than from the poinsettias?
Well, really both. The Christmas cactus and the poinsettia, they can be grown year-round. It's not as common to grow the poinsettias. Typically, people grow them through the Christmas season or the holiday season, and then they compost them once they're not looking so nice indoors. The Christmas cactus is more commonly grown year-round. So if you're going to continue growing that, you can actually move it outdoors once the danger of frost has passed. Keep it in an area that still receives shade, and then you can move it into an area where it receives more sunlight, up to about 6 hours of sunlight a day. But it also needs to stay in a container where it's actually slightly root bound, which is not typical for houseplants. Our traditional houseplants, we don't really want them to be root bound, but Christmas cactus actually prefer that tighter space where the roots are starting to push up against that container.
In terms of the amaryllis, what should we be thinking about there?
So the amaryllis is an interesting plant where you notice significant upright growth in that stem over a pretty short period of time. It's happening right now. If you're growing one in your home, you're watching that amaryllis grow a couple inches, you know, within a week or so. Right now, before they go into bloom, it's great to keep it in a sunny window, or again, if you have artificial lighting available. But if you are growing it in a window, you want to make sure to turn that container every few days or so, and that'll keep the stem growing up rather than growing towards that light source, and then you would end up with a crooked stem that you would have to support with some kind of staking. Once it does start to bloom, then you can move it away from that light source, and that's going to help the blooms last longer. Some people are really anxious about caring for some of these that look like they're more exotic, but if you're providing those basic needs, water as needed, not on a regular schedule, just as the plant tells you it needs it, and provide it that light source, you're going to do all right.
That's Cynthia Domaghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, with information on caring for holiday plants. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.